olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan. Sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Kate Rowe, good morning. Yep. and welcome to the program.
No, thank you for having me.
You are the head teacher, Careers Educational Pathways Program for the Campbelltown area here in Sydney. Yep. What does that involve?
The Educational Pathways Program offers opportunities for students to look at different and alternative pathways to achieve their HSC and their future career pathways. So there's more than one way to achieve their future success. So it doesn't just have to be you achieve a HSC, a great score and great grades, and you go to university. So we're about encouraging students to try different things, build more skills, and achieve success in a number of different pathways that suit them.
Does that involve talking to them about subject choices before they get to HSC, to Year 12?
Yeah, that's correct. That's one of the things that we offer, is talking to them about what might be best suited to them. And it might not just be the subjects at schools, but offering them taster courses at TAFE where they might try a few different things, or things like school-based traineeships and apprenticeships where they're working while they're also completing their HSC. So we start offering them opportunities early in their high school years, so even starting as young as year 7 and 8, so just to get them thinking of all the different things that are out there and look beyond what they think their narrow pathway might be to how they can achieve success in a number of different ways, and engage them not just in education at school, but extracurricular activities and opportunities that might be outside of school.
The word pathways is the operative word here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are looking at creating pathways for them to look further afield when they leave school.
Mm-hmm.
The workforce or the workplace of today, I must say, is completely different from the workplace of the 1980s when I started work.
Yeah.
That must be a hell of a challenge.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Like a lot of our students, specifically our Pacific Islander students, they have seen their families have careers that are great careers. And a lot of the time, because that's what they've seen, they think that's what they're going to do, and they're not aware of all the different things that are out there. And also just building their skills, because as you said, these days the workforce is changing so rapidly that we need to develop those transferable skills for them to be able to realize you're not just going to be in one job forever. You could be in 20 different jobs. These days they're moving around so much. So building that skill set that they can take from job to job, and having a variety of different skills and capabilities to be able to help them get there, and to realize that like there's not just one way to get to a certain spot and a certain career. There's lots of different pathways that you can take to get there, and just developing them into thinking differently and moving with the workforce, because as you said, very different to when we would have started our careers and just sort of done one pathway of study and stayed in that same career field for a long time.
The other issue is having role models or examples for them to follow. Now, many of them, I know that, for example, I grew up in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
No one in my family had been to university. I was the first.
Yeah.
And then when I graduated and taught secondary schools, it was so normal for my children to consider going to university and studying, further education.
Yeah.
And all the younger people, my nephews and nieces, followed the same path.
Mm.
I guess many of the Pacific Island students out there in Campbelltown in Western Sydney wouldn't have access to those kinds of examples or role models.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. They kind of have this narrow mindset of, and as you said, it's because of what they're exposed to. So even though the jobs in their community and their family are great jobs, they may not suit our students, and they're just not engaged and and they just think that's what I have to do because that's all they can see. So we're just trying to open them up through different opportunities to see that they can be engaged in a great career, the thing that they actually enjoy doing, and that there are people in their community that have those careers and have gone to on to tertiary education if that's what they want to do, and just show them that there's ways to get there. They might think they can't get there because of things like money, or just they don't think they have the academic ability because they haven't seen someone do that. And so it's kind of, you know, a bit anxiety. They have that worry of, I won't be able to get there. So just showing them what it takes, and that the people that have done these pathways are people in their community and they have a range of jobs and that they can do it because they were just like them, has really opened the minds of lots of our students to try different things and not to limit their ability.
Now, you are dealing with careers or vocational education pathways. Mm-hmm. Are there any other support? Like, for example, some counselling support, some mental health support for some of your students who may find this whole idea of life after school a bit daunting?
Yeah, 100%. So the reason that this specific initiative of our Pacific Careers Day came about was through talking with our community liaison officers that we have in a majority of our high schools out here in Campbelltown, that work with our Pacific Islander and our Maori students to build their cultural connection. And a lot of the time that's who they have a relationship with because they have that cultural connection, which is so important to them. And that's where a lot of them will be the most open and honest and say their true thoughts and feelings. And through talking with the community liaison officers, when they've told me how the students are feeling about not knowing what they want to do and then feeling a bit sort of constricted to a certain pathway, which is where we came about this idea by working with our community liaison officers and our student support officers in schools who work on that wellbeing connection for the students. So working at putting our careers advisors in schools and our careers teams in connection with that has enabled the kids to be able to connect their culture and something that's really important to them to their future pathways and see that we can utilise their culture to help them.
I guess the main challenge for your students and for yourself, trying to assist young people with a vision into life after school, is artificial intelligence and how that is going to take up a lot of work and how they need to actually learn to live with artificial intelligence. How do you deal with that?
I think the biggest thing that we're dealing with in schools at the moment is teaching them how to utilize the technology to build their skills further. Like, your skills are still important, and how do we effectively use things like AI to build on that and help us, not to replace us and our skills, but to make our skills even better. And I think that's what we have to try and get that message through the students, is that don't just think that it's there to replace you and you're never going to have an interest in that and therefore you never have a future. It's to use the technology that's out there to further develop what you can do to make you even better. I think that's a challenge that we've had with our students, is that they often see a barrier and then they stop, and we're just trying to inspire them to problem solve and move beyond that barrier and have skills to help them do that. And I think that's the important bit, is building those transferable skills so that they can deal with change in the workforce, they can deal with things such as AI that coming in, and still being able to get even better at their career and their future pathway and not seeing it as a barrier.
And these students are obviously in very good hands in yourself and your colleagues. Kate Rowe, thank you very much for taking time out to talk to me this morning.
No worries. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Like, share, mafa'ali sa finangalo. Muli-muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.